Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
Do you have extra virginity? I'm referring to the book, of course. Extra Virginity, The Sublime and Scandalous World of Olive Oil by Tom Mueller, who's joining us today from his home in Italy, which I assume, Tom, is among a lovely grove of silvery gray olive trees. Welcome to Body Language, Tom.
Thank you very much, Christopher. It's good to be here.
And how are those trees growing?
They're pretty chilly right now, but they're thriving, and we had a good crop this year.
You have written an extraordinary book on extra virgin olive oil, which has managed to transcend the usual foodie crowd right to the halls of Congress. But first of all, let me give a little bit of the backstory here. Tom Mueller, that's you, has become the world's expert on olive oil and olive oil fraud, a story of globalization, deception, and crime in the food industry from ancient times to the present, and a powerful indictment of today's lax protections against fake, and even toxic food products in the United States. Well, congratulations on writing Extra Virginity. How did you manage to make so many people on a global scale so upset?
Well, I think the start may be that I got so upset myself. I'm not a food writer. I've written in the past about science and mafia and various other things, but not food. And I kind of backed into olive oil, not from a hedonistic point of view, but from an investigative journalistic point of view. And having lived in Italy for quite some time before I started the assignment for The New Yorker, I really assumed that I knew a fair bit about olive oil, that, you know, I'd eaten some good stuff and it's made out of olives and so on. And very rapidly I realized that I knew almost nothing about olive oil, and above all, I didn't know what I was eating when I bought a bottle of olive oil.
Well, you say, Tom, in your book that the road from tree to table, it turns out, is fraught with corruption, fraud, and laboratory interventions. You also talk about adulterated olive oil, which in many cases is as profitable as some hard drugs with a lot less risk. How did we get to this point in history where people are actually producing fake olive oil?
Well, I think essentially buy low and sell high is the magic word for making money in an honest and a dishonest way. And essentially what you can do is buy cheap seed oils or very, very low-grade olive oil and doctor it in a laboratory and maybe mix some decent olive oil with it and sell the result as extra virgin. And
well, let's talk about the good stuff here. What is extra virgin olive oil, and how can we be somewhat assured, aside from buying California olive oil? Of course, we're here in California, and I'm a huge fan of California agriculture, but how can we be assured by looking at a label that we're getting the good stuff, or can we?
That's the difficulty. Let's start with what extra virgin olive oil is. It's fresh squeezed olive juice. You start with healthy, sound, well-produced, well-grown olives. You pick them when they're starting to turn, but not fully ripe. You rush them to the mill, because as soon as you pick them, they're like little hand grenades. They start to go off. So if you wait around, there will be off flavors in the oil. You mill them with high-tech and advanced stainless steel machinery. None of these old, I mean, the
old millstone
grindstones and the donkey going round and round are lovely. But that's folklore. That's not the way to make good olive oil. And then you eat it within the season. You know, every year has a new crop of olives, and every year produces a new batch of oil.
You see, this is one reason.
Olive oil.
This is one reason why I buy small quantities of olive oil, maximum 500 milliliters, because this is a food product from plants,
right,
and it literally has a shelf life, which is one of the reasons that olive oil often comes in darkened bottles and should be kept, you know, out of the sunlight, because it will go bad.
Absolutely right, Christopher. And many people don't understand that. Many times I've given a good bottle of olive oil to someone who doesn't really know the stuff and checked in with them months later and said, well, how did you like it? And they kind of look, they look expected and say, well, we're saving it for Christmas. And I wonder, you know,
like,
are you
which
saving
Christmas?
Your orange juice for Christmas too?
Well, actually, that's a very good analogy. You managed to upset the United States International Trade Commission in Washington and also Consumer Reports, one of my favorite publications. Let's talk about your appearance recently before the U.S. International Trade Commission, at which the California Olive Ranch vice president said, quote, substantial European government subsidies, ineffectual quality standards combined with rampant fraud and mislabeling have prevented the U.S. olive oil industry from realizing its potential. What was he saying there, and how does that relate to your comments in front of the Trade Commission?
Well, the fact is that in the United States, the olive oil industry is very, very unevenly policed. In other words, the FDA does almost no checking of olive oil, and I would be tempted in the last 5 to 8 years to say no checking of olive oil.
It's called discretionary enforcement.
That's right. I do sympathize with the FDA. They have an enormous amount on their plate, as it were. And they have what is perceived to be, and probably is, from a public health point of view, a lot higher priority items: bioterrorism, anthrax, E. coli, you name it, they've got it. And they are systematically being reduced at the same time. They're undergoing budget cuts and staff cuts. So olive oil may not be something they can do, but somebody needs to do it. Because right now in America, the quality of the olive oil that the average person gets is very low, and no one is minding the shop.
Well, to break through that impasse, Consumer Reports did an article late last year, a blind testing of the major olive oils sold in the United States, domestic and imported. It's important to understand that the U.S. produces only 3% of the olive oil consumed in the United States, and the majority of that is produced in California, although several of the states are coming on strong. In their blind taste testing, Consumer Reports identified that 5 of the 8 top olive oils sold in the U.S., including the top 2, McAvoy Ranch, and interestingly enough, Trader Joe's California Estate. Yes, we're from California. So if you really want to get the good stuff, and again, I'm a shameless, unrepentant booster of California agriculture, buy California extra virgin olive oil. By the way, it also carries a date. Why is that important, Tom?
Well, exactly. It's going off the minute you make olive oil, it starts to go bad. It never gets better. It's not like wine. It won't age and gracefully. So it's fresh squeezed fruit juice, and you need to know when it was made and eat it within 12 months, basically.
Our guest is Tom Mueller, author of the controversial book Extra Virginity, which has managed to irritate folks from literally coast to coast and also reassure others that by buying California extra virgin olive oil, there I go again, that they're doing a good thing. Well, also, you know, you're dealing with a sustainable product that is locally sourced. That's very helpful. When you buy olive oil from Europe or perhaps the Middle East, one never knows how long it's been around because it invariably has been transshipped all over the place. Is that a correct assessment on my part?
A correct assessment that it needs to travel a long way, and probably traveling isn't the best thing for olive oil. If it's properly shipped, you can have excellent olive oil arriving, and we do have a lot of excellent olive oil arriving from the Mediterranean. The fact is that since California olive oil, the California olive oil industry is so small, 2 to 3% of what's eaten in America is made in California. Many of the producers are very high and very high on quality and very knowledgeable. And they are distinguishing themselves. They're saying, look, we're going to be a cut above the average thing you find in the supermarket.
And I think your book, Extra Virginity, has increased the pressure on people to be a bit more conscientious. Tom, how can people learn more about your work and your book? Do you have a website we can send folks to?
Yeah, I after having written the book, I was inundated with questions, and I've started a website, truthinoliveoil.com, written all together, truthinoliveoil.com. to try to field some of those questions and give sensible answers. It's as long as there isn't complete truth in labeling in olive oil, it's going to be a difficult task for the average consumer to walk into a store and know what they're getting.
Thanks so much for joining us today on Body Language on Radio MD. Tom Mueller is the author of Extra Virginity.